Right now, let's go to the phones, and we have somebody that wants to talk to George. This is Elmer Wayne in Van Zandt County. You're on the ticket.
No.
Hey, Jeb, what are you doing, old boy?
Not much, Elmer Wayne. What are you up to?
You remember me, right? It's your old cousin, Elmer Wayne.
Well, you're not my cousin, but you have called the show before.
Well, I know you remember me because I was the one that taught you that a sheep is just as good as a girl.
No.
You remember what I covered for you when you stole the sheep from the live nativity scene when we was 13?
I don't remember that.
Are you still living in the big city making the fancy money?
No, I live out in the country, actually, kind of like you.
Well, one of my kids keeps up with you on the Facebook, and she says you's always posting about stuff about your solid gold mansion and your champagne-filled swimming pool.
No, I don't do that. I don't have those things.
Fancy now, but you came from humble beginnings. Don't think I don't remember you when you was a kid before all your fancy money in your lined pockets.
I doubt it. I doubt you remember.
What is it you do again? You repair ham radios or something in the big city?
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm a ham radio repairman.
Hey, listen, we missed you out here in the country for the annual Dunham Thanksgiving festivities.
Annual?
And ATV parade.
Yeah, it's annual, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
Why didn't you come out here?
Well, because I didn't know about it, and I don't think you're a Dunham.
We do it every single Thanksgiving. You know that.
No. I didn't.
We send you the invitations. You don't get them?
I guess not.
Of course, the postal service out here is a little spotty because the mailman, he got a horse that won't really run on him, so takes him a while. But we had a good time. We had a Dunkin' booth. We had a feast of wild pig and pet deer.
Pet deer? I don't think that's really safe during these times either.
But it was a little sad because we had to put down one of our dogs the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's terrible.
Man.
Yeah, he had gone rabid, so we had to put him down. But after we put him down, I got to thinking, well, that's 70 pounds of meat there that's just going to go to spoil.
No way.
So I pulled out the slow smoker.
Oh, man.
Anyway, it turns out that 200 degrees won't really kill that rabies virus. The four of my kids are in rabies quarantine.
Elmer Wayne, that's terrible.
Woohoo, I am country!
All that is awful.
But it was fun. We played pin the tail on the donkey, and my son won, but donkey kicked him hard in the head, so he had to care flighted to Big Baylor.
Big Baylor.
George, you need to make this.
We played Paint the Water Tower, did some bull riding. It was fun, man. We missed you.
Well, maybe next year.
We even played a version of the most dangerous game.
What's that?
That's where we select one of our neighbors and give him a pair of tennis shoes and a 5-minute head start into the woods.
And then will you go after him?
Grown men chase him, and the first one to shoot him wins.
Oh, good my gosh. God.
That's right. That really was fun. That lifted my spirits because my seventh wife left me, Jub.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, I was sad. Of course, she's my third and fourth wife, too. I've had a hard time quitting that one. But I think it's because we grew up together. You know, we just know each other so well, and her mom's my favorite aunt, and it's just the whole thing.
Oh,
very confusing.
Man.
Anyway, I left her after I caught her sleeping with my dad.
God.
Man, you don't have to tell us everything. You really don't.
Oh, man, that was heartbreaking to me. Of course, Dad's been dead 4 years this spring, too, which made it even worse.
Oh, jeez.
Elmer Wayne.
I'll tease it with you.
Okay, good.
Hey, listen, I need a favor.
What?
Well, doctor says I need a new liver and a new spleen and...
Yeah.
And a few other organs, too.
It's always something. I don't believe you.
It turns out I got a bad batch of Christmas meth, and it was cut with some sort of industrial-grade paint thinner or something. I don't understand all the chemistry, but anyway, But that paint thinner apparently makes the mess bad for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, really
and,
bad.
It shut down most of my major organs, and the doctor says if I don't get a complete inside transplant, that I'm going to die. And I know I can't ask for your whole insides, but if you could spare a kidney or a heart or something like that, I sure would appreciate it.
You could spare the kidney, right?
Heart? Look, every time you claim there's some sort of organ that's gone bad, I don't believe you.
Well, the thing is you keep denying me these transplants, and I have to keep harvesting, like, horse organs and stuff like that. And I'm less than half human now, man. I need some human organs to make these things last.
I just want to know what Christmas meth is. Never heard of that.
Well, all right, boy, we're going to have a Christmas party. If you change your mind about them organ transplants or about joining us out here in the double wide, you let me know, all right?
All right, then.
All right. Hey, listen, you want to get a hold of me? My cell phone's been cut off. Just call the county jail here in Van Zandt.
Okay, I will.
All right, Jub. I love you, boy.
See you, Elmer Wayne.
Come on back out here, because just like me, I know that you are country.
All right, we'll see ya. There goes Elmer Wayne, not my cousin.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.